Hey Blake, look, we're both parents, and personally, it seems like I'm always taking my daughter to the doctor. But I'll be honest, when it comes to me, I'm less likely to go.
I'm the same way. My go-to is to tough it out.
Me too, but I also rely on my unofficial snot theory.
You have a snot theory?
Yes, I'll explain. If me or my daughter, if we have clear snot, I assume that we're fine. Yellow, just like a stoplight, means use caution. And green means go to the doctor now.
Is that real, though?
No. This is not medical advice, I have to say that. But the point is, it's not always easy to know when you need to go see the doctor.
It's why we gave ourselves this assignment to find out when a cold or flu is bad enough to go get some help.
So what did you learn?
So I talked to Dr. Matt Rosenberg, a primary care physician in Michigan. This time of year, he sees a lot of patients who expect antibiotics to make them feel better. And the problem is they usually don't work on runny noses, coughs, and fevers.
When we look at the data, like 80, 90% of these things are not bacterial. They're allergies and they're viruses. And, you know, we don't have a lot of great treatments for viruses.
Most of the time, he's going to recommend over-the-counter meds and your immune system does the rest.
So is it even worth it to go?
It's never bad to see a provider when you're not feeling well. But being worth it is a judgment call. They can reassure you, direct you to the best medicine you need. If you really need antibiotics, they can write a prescription. And if you test positive for the flu, even at home, your doctor can prescribe Tamiflu, though you do have to start that early.
And I found out that where you go for care really matters. Every winter, a lot of people end up going to emergency departments for respiratory illnesses. But if you have typical symptoms, going to the ER is going to take way more time and money than going to your doctor or an urgent care.
So when is the right time to go to an ER?
I spoke to Dr. Milner Staub. She's a physician at Vanderbilt University Medical Center who specializes in infectious disease.
I think there's three major symptoms, right? So shortness of breath to the point that they're distressed. They're sweating, they're using extra muscles to get breath. And then either severe, unresponsive to pain med, headache, or chest pain.
To say it again, if you're having a really hard time breathing, a severe headache or chest pain, get to the ER.
The question is, has any of this changed your mind about what you're going to do the next time you're sick?
Not really, but I feel more informed. What about you?
Well, it's good to know the symptoms to take seriously, but I am putting more stock in something else Dr. Rosenberg said. The best thing we can do is taking care of ourselves. Eat well, exercise, get fresh air, even in the cold, goes a long way.
And I've got to give a shout out for the classics. Wash your hands and get your flu shot.
Oh, I've got to be better about washing my hands.